I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Downtown at a railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out. And then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
Craig behind the glass, our engineer, AT executive producer here as well. Mike, the season is officially over. Now we look ahead to the NBA draft. Lottery for our Atlanta Hawks. We were having a discussion out in the bullpen about this and whether this season, and you got to put this in perspective, guys, whether this season or not, in the attempt to try to tank, all right, and I use that word loosely because we know that for the most part, this organization went out and tried to put a competitive team on the floor. We had some injuries along the way, but at the end, you win some games you probably shouldn't have. That's neither here nor there.
Right.
Did this season, when you look at where we could potentially end up, Mike, and right now, you know, we are guaranteed of finishing in a two-way tie for third in the ping pong ball race. Could be a three-way tie if Orlando loses against Washington tonight, which is a good possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so the point is, once this all plays out, we could have the third overall pick. We might have the sixth overall pick.
Yeah, and that's the thing you and I have talked about. Look, if you find yourself as Arthur was not going to commit to this losing philosophy, our producer who worked in the NBA for over 20 years until we became ineligible for the playoffs. That was his line of demarcation. You and I were ready to tank from the jump of the season. And I know for everyone we've talked to all year, it goes against everything you think you know as a fan. But once you realize what your lot in life is in the NBA, you've got to strive to be the worst team. You know, if the ping pong balls fall our way, and by the way, well documented, and it's truth, people brought this up, Carl, just because you are number one doesn't mean you will be number one. Just because you have that 25% chance, see the Celtics back in Rick Pitino's days with Tim Duncan, you might not get it. But I'd much rather have the odds all in my favor than where I could slip now to somewhere where I don't get a transformative player. None of these guys are ready to come out and play NBA ball, but some more than others at 1, 2, or 3, which now we might not get a shot at.
That's why we can qualify this and say, did we do enough? Meaning, did we tank enough? Because if we get the 7th pick, guys, I got to be honest, we didn't tank enough. We didn't do the job. Those L's that should have been L's at the end of the season that were wins in back-to-back games against the Wizards in Boston, you hadn't won a back-to-back games like that all year, but yet we do. That might come back to haunt us. Now, I'm going to say that with this caveat. I was looking at the NBA draft in years past. We always bring up the Oklahoma City Thunder. And understand that Russell Westbrook was the 4th overall pick.
Right.
If I told you that with the 4th pick, which is potentially we could end up there, we could get a Russell Westbrook, you'd be happy about that. James Harden was the 3rd pick in 2009, okay? Now, there is no but. Here's the deal. I'm telling you that just because we don't have or may not have the number 1 pick, as Mike lays out, we may get it. We may be lucky and the ping pong balls roll our way. But even if you are 3 and 4 or 5, Mike, if you get the right guy, it can still transform your franchise.
Look, if we hadn't screwed up the draft years ago, we would have had Chris Paul, and you might have had a Brandon Roy, if you want to play it the way Oklahoma City's kind of run made. And then Al Horford, provided you were still as bad by the time his pick came around. Al Horford was a 3rd overall pick. So imagine if you had that backcourt. Chris Paul, Brandon Roy, and Al Horford down low. That's something to build around, and that's something we might still have in one form or another, potentially, if we hadn't had a general manager who thought he knew better and wanted to draft every power forward in the league. So in the case of Schlenk, we got to see what we get here. But to read Schultz's article, it's way too early to judge it. But I don't like the fact that we, for whatever reason, decided to win those games because nothing is gained by it.
And
nothing. No, I'm glad that Torian Prince feels confident he can go for 30 in a night.
By the way, you better give me 20 a game next year.
But I mean, what we're shooting for here is to be 1, 2, or 3. Because I just gave you the last time we were 3, we got a guy named Al Horford.
And Kevin Durant was the 2nd overall pick. He was not the first. A guy named Greg Oden, bust, was the first pick in 07. I'm just laying it out that as frustrated as I am that we don't have more ping pong balls, the pressure's still on Travis Schlenk to deliver the right guy. 404-741-0929. As we open up and talk about the Hawks, guys, we got plenty of stuff to get to this afternoon, including plenty of football conversation, the latest with the Falcons. What's going on with the United, man? You just mentioned this. John mentioned it as we were doing the crossover. Mm-hmm. With an injury that we don't need to hear.
Yeah, Joseph Martinez, apparently an arm injury, is reported by a couple of the websites that follow our Atlanta United. Jason Longshore confirmed that it was some form of an extremity injury, apparently in some contact in a scrimmage at the training facility in Marietta with Leandro Gonzalez Pires. So look, we're not joking. We were joking around at the head. We're not blaming LGP. Accidents are going to happen. Now, how serious is it? I mean, if it's something you can't wear a hard cast in the MLS, if something requires a sling, obviously he's not going to play like that. You're not going to be allowed to do that. So we'll have to wait and see. Now, we're making so much hullabaloo about how does Barco fit in. Well, there might be a spot makes things a little bit easier if number 7 ain't out there.
Yeah, and as more information comes out, developing story. We'll keep you updated here on the program, but certainly not what I want to hear.
No.
with a guy that has been electric. And we said this last year. Dude could have been MVP. He could have been the MVP, and he gets injured, and the last thing you want to hear is a guy getting injured in practice. But, Mike, you're right. It could happen anywhere, right?
Right on. So we'll wait and see. We're going to get more information on that, but you're right. Joseph Martinez has just been money. And the good news is, guys, NYFC plays tonight. So remember how we had that jammed-up schedule because Mercedes-Benz wasn't ready? Now, this is a quirk of the schedule, and there are times you're going to play 2 matches in 1 7-day period. But the good news is we're going to get NYFC on short rest as we're ready to rock and roll on Sunday night.
I like the sound of that, party. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they come in here a little banged up, a little tired.
Oh man! Speaking of which, I hope I told the guys on the turn there. I hope you're ready to you know what I'm like. It's just like when you have your Monster energy drinks.
Yes, I get a little. Yeah. You get the same way. But here's the question.
It's coming.
All I remember is you going, I'm going to get a lunch, and I said okay. Then you come back and literally like 15 minutes ago, you go, I need a coffee. What happened,
Arthur? You been to Witch yet? That's over at Atlantic Station?
Several times, yeah.
Oh, man. I got – it was pastrami – not pastrami. It was salami and capagol and all sorts of meat. And then they put meatballs inside it and a little dab of marinara on there with some provolone.
Good night.
Equals food coma.
Good night. No wonder. Because I'm like, what do you need the coffee for? So I expect you to come back with the tall – that's Starbucks talk for small – a tall or a grande. You come back with the El Mucho Grande.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'll take the venti, the green grande. The El Mucho. And I hate giving Starbucks money. I'm a Dunkin' man, but I was pressed for time. But went over to Atlantic Station. Carl and I had to cut some promos that are going to run at Cool Ray Field during the Gwinnett Stripers
games. What up, Stripers?
So I had about an hour and a half to kill. So went over to Atlantic Station, went over to the Falcons United store, by the way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they are still, if you're shopping for a lady in your life, they're still running low on those women's jerseys. And it's such a demand. But they do have a lot of Barco and Almiron if you're looking to get it off the shelf. But needless to say, there's still people in there, man. The stuff's just flying off the shelves, man. Selling like hotcakes.
I remember last year, probably around the middle portion of the season for our Atlanta United, and I went over because we had had Darren Eales on, and Darren had told us literally they had to reorder from Adidas. Like, we've got another stock coming in of stuff. And I went over to the store that Mike's talking about, and the lady was like, I'm sorry, we don't have anything. Like, they had a hat. Literally, they had sold out of almost everything. So, to your point, man, and by the way, this is real. As the season goes on and continue, more people jump on and start to get on the bandwagon. The gear is going to continue to disappear. So if you are interested, like Mike, you ended up finding what you needed, though, right?
Right on. And I found a United license plate holder, which is nice because whenever I pass somebody in my Florida State license plate holder, people seem to want to race me. So maybe this will be more like Switzerland. I'll be more neutral. Guys from Noonan with Alabama stickers will see that and not know what it is as I pass them. But anyway, guys, a couple of things. Carl mentioned Martinez, our buddy Doug Robertson from the AJC. It was his left arm for Joseph Martinez. And apparently it was put in an air cast, according to folks who saw it. and Transition City to examine it. A couple of teammates came over to see what was going on. And as we said, it's too early for a diagnosis or prognosis about the match on Sunday if Joseph can go.
All right, man. More about that, as we said, coming up. Hey, we'll hear from Paul Johnson, the head football coach at Georgia Tech, set to join us in the 3 o'clock hour at around 3:20. So make sure you're tuned in for that. Hey, along the way, we'll get you updated on the latest draft info. Lots of stuff going on, I think, with the Falcons. Are they playing a game with us? And what I mean, guys, is, you know, it's easy to qualify these needs of what we want with our football team heading into the draft. But why do we keep hearing corner and receiver and positions that for a lot of us are going, okay, yeah, we could do that, but are the Falcons playing a game with us? We're going to get into this conversation because they continue to work out guys that make, let's be honest, no sense if you're talking about taking this guy in the first round unless there's a plan.
Well, like I said, who knows? We know that there's no free agents you would want. So and other guys you could add on would only be guys that would be cut between now and when season starts, or guys that are cast off when those cuts come down in August. But as far as guys from the draft, Carl, look, you talk to everybody because you never know how the draft is going to fall. And as we said, who knows? Maybe there's a run on defensive tackles, or maybe Dan Quinn doesn't have the guys we've been talking about the last 3 weeks valued as high as we think he does. You know, like a Taven Bryan, everybody's now talking about. You know, we went from Daron Payne. Well, he won't be there. Vita Vea will be way gone. And then you and I were joking around today. I was reading all those NFL.com capsules to you about the players. Drives you crazy because in one breath, we'll talk about it with Charlie Casserly at 420. In one sentence, they tell you all about the great things a guy does moving laterally. And then the next line and the weaknesses, they say he can't move side to side. So I'm trying to figure out what the heck they're talking about on somebody. They rip these guys apart after they build them up on almost every one of these little draft bylines you see.
If you just read the positives, right, you go, whew, we need to draft this guy. Then scroll down a little bit, terrible off the line, doesn't do this. Not strong enough. You're like, whoa, wait a minute.
His hips are too narrow. What?
I was sold on this guy like seconds ago. Now I don't know about this.
By the way, I'd kill to have narrow hips. I have my mother's hips, Carl. I have to accept that.
So we'll get into that with Charlie Casserly. We'll ask him about what he thinks the Browns are going to do. Charlie has had great drafts in his career. Obviously led the Redskins as an assistant general manager there under Bobby Bethard, but he was there as well as they won 3 Super Bowls, went to 4 while he was the general manager, so he knows about championship building.
And you were down in Houston when he had the biggest of decisions for a lot of people, Reggie Bush or Mario Williams. Remember that one?
Oh, no doubt. Well, actually, and Vince Young was also in that draft, and Vince was a hometown boy who, you know, high school legend, obviously a state legend, going to University of Texas and knowing what he did, and they didn't go with him. And Charlie Casserly at the time said, we felt like, you got to think about back then,
right,
the division was being owned by a guy named Peyton Manning. And he said, we felt like if we don't get pressure on Peyton Manning, nothing changes for us. At the time, I think the Colts were averaging like 34 points a game or something like that. So it was like, how do you slow Peyton Manning down? Well, you go get guys that get after the passer. They went with Mario Williams. Mike, looking back on it, and I'll ask Charlie, what was Mario's career? Because I told you guys when he became a free agent, he was washed up and guys were like, let's go get him. Mario was a good player, not a great player.
And I think at the end of the day, how do you judge? It's not like baseball where the stats are so big. In football, did your team win a Super Bowl? Reggie Bush was a dynamic part of that offense for a couple of seasons where the Saints went to the playoffs and eventually won a Super Bowl. So Sean Payton was able to use Reggie Bush to get the Lombardi Trophy. So to me, advantage Reggie Bush.
Yeah, looking back on it, no doubt. And Bush was probably the most exciting player coming out.
Yeah. Now, at the end of the day, not, you know, his career after that was uneven, did get 1,000 yards with the Dolphins, but it was a roller coaster.
He went to the right place where the guy knew how to use him, and that's I think, his key as well. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We got plenty to get to on a hump day. We're going to talk more about the Hawks because the pressure is now on the front office. We'll let you know what's happening in the NBA as far as the standings are set now. We know what the playoff matchups pretty much are going to be tonight. Things finish up, but some things still to be decided, including if the T-Wolves win tonight, whether or not we get that additional pick. We'll get into all of that coming up. Headlines next on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Because I'm like, what do you need the coffee for? So I expect you to come back with the tall. That's Starbucks talk for small. A tall or a grande.
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20. Yeah. Large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in 3 languages.
Blocked it ahead for Julian Gressel, running onto the ball in space in the right, attacking third. Gressel to the byline. Plays it across. Martinez scores! Joseph Martinez with his 5th goal of the season slam dunks it.
So what's the latest on Joseph Martinez? We are Dukes and Bell. If you're just joining us, are Atlanta United preparing for their match against New York City FC coming up this weekend? We are undefeated at home, guys. And that guy that you just heard the highlight of with the voice of our Atlanta United, Mike Conte, is a big part of that, Joseph Martinez. So we wanted to get an update here. We're going to hit headlines in just a second. But thank goodness that Doug Robertson had enough time to join us for a few minutes to kind of get us updated on this situation, because Joseph is such a big piece. Doug, welcome in. First and foremost, what happened?
The team was finishing up today's practice, today's training session, and they were working on a finishing drill. And apparently Martinez and a teammate collided, and Martinez was on the ground for quite a few minutes. The trainers rushed out, surrounded on teammates, kind of wandered over in the ones or twos or groups and surrounded them. And the trainers worked on him for quite a few minutes, got him to his feet. When they got him to his feet, we could see that it looked like there was an air cast on his left arm from his, bicep, tricep area down to his forearm or wrist, and walked off the field into the locker room.
Ugh. All right, Doug, that doesn't sound too good, but we don't want to be premature and freaking out, because obviously it could be a negative X-ray and he'll be A-OK. All right, I guess the next...
Right, yeah, there was no prognosis or diagnosis yet.
So. Doug Robertson of AJC with us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Obviously, we know he's a big part of making things go. Barco has been practicing. We're going to see Barco on Sunday?
Well,
or not.
With a number of players that are out right now, Barco didn't train today, but it was we were told it was already a scheduled day off, so there wasn't any kind of issue with the quad popping up again.
Okay.
But Viaba didn't train again. Garza did train, but if you don't have Viaba, if you don't have Joseph potentially, and if Barco feels well enough, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get some minutes on Sunday against a very good NYCFC team.
And then, of course, the guy that had the most dynamic goal at the end of the game, Romario Williams. Might we see him out and out there on Sunday night?
Yeah, if Joseph can't train and Viaba isn't playing, then there's only a couple of choices left. And Romario, who scored his very first league goal last week, would be one of those. And John Gallagher, the super draft pick, mm-hmm. who scored three goals for Atlanta United 2, might also be an option.
All right, so just to kind of recap, because, Doug, I know you're following this story, and make sure you follow Doug. He'll keep you updated. But we're trying to get the latest on this. As we got word, Joseph Martinez ends up leaving the Atlanta United training facility with an apparent injury. So we're trying to fill in the blanks, guys, but, again, don't want to jump conclusions. So he's on the field, injured, leaves in an air cast, looks like an air cast, but no prognosis yet on what the situation is.
No diagnosis or prognosis yet. Again, it didn't look good, but it could have all been just precautionary.
All right. Okay. Hey, man, Doug, thanks so much for jumping on, and we'll be following this story as we hear more.
And on the back line, so
all right,
wait.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks, man. And another thing Doug has written about in his blog also, and don't forget, Escobar is still out with a concussion.
That's right.
In their own sort of MLS version of the concussion protocol, if you will, familiar with the NFL. So we didn't have our full crew out there. It didn't hurt us against LAFC. This is arguably one of the top three teams in the league in NYFC. So we'll see how this works out. But that would really hurt not to have number seven out there, Joseph Martinez.
All right, man. It is Dukes and Bell live inside the Kia Studios. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Let's start first with the Hawks. Season's over. Coach Bud, what will you remember about this year?
It's not easy to go through a season like we just had, but the work ethic, we use the word spirit in practice, in the gym, stands out to me.
It's not the worst, Coach. I mean, it's not 04-05 when the Hawks won 13 games and were the worst team in the league. This is not as bad, but as we've said, guys, our goal all season long, at least on this show, speaking for Dukes and Bell, was to get as many ping pong balls, Mike, as we possibly could.
Right. No guarantee if you're number one that you'll get that 25% chance that you'd get that number one. There's a 75% chance you wouldn't, of course. I did the math. But it does go down the further away you get from the number one position. So that was our motivation as we started the show. We'll see. Look, only time will tell. We wouldn't be the first team that picks, because in the past, as we've said, there have been so many screw-ups. It's even worse than the NFL, because so many of these guys are huge question marks, Carl. None of these guys are NBA ready as far as being 100%. So there's some draft picks you can go back and look in the last 10 years. You can't find 10 guys still in the league from the first round.
No doubt about it. So they asked John Collins, what position do you think that the Hawks should add in the draft?
The biracial angel.
I don't really think necessarily we need a position. Not necessarily, I think, with Coach Bud and the way he's able to coach, whatever position he picks, he's going to make the best out of that. I just think you need the best player available regardless, you know, whether it be a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Whatever position comes into this organization, coach is going to make it work. We're all going to make it work as a team and play basketball like we do.
Political answer, political. John Collins, I want to hear you say, yo, man, they don't bring in Trae Young, I'm out, now, son.
John Collins has got a career in television. John Collins has got a career in politics. We had him on the show. That man knows how to answer questions. He's a sharp young man. Meanwhile, you and I were talking earlier today off the air with our buddy Rick Kamla. Luka Doncic, article in the Sporting News saying this is the guy who's the most complete of anybody you would take in the top 10.
Yeah, all my scouting friends in the NBA have been trying to convince me as to why I should buy in, because I get this on Twitter all the time. Probably 2 months ago, I put out that I didn't want to pick Doncic 1, 2, or 3. Mm-hmm. I would not mind taking him later. If we end up getting this third pick, he'll be gone by then. You know, with Minnesota, if they win tonight against Denver and they're in the playoffs, that's fine. I am not sold. As I said to you guys, to me, this is a situation where when I ask you, and this is the conversation I've been having with my NBA scout friends, who is he? And if he's not Dirk, I'm not taking him that high.
Right.
Is he going to have the kind of Dirk impact over the next decade where you go, man, this guy scores, he makes his guys around him better, he is a not a Hall of Famer, but a legitimate all-star every year? That's what I better be getting. And I'm willing, Mike, to say I would take guys that I have seen and more familiar with who may be European, playing in America or playing at the collegiate level that I think are more seasoned. I think a lot of people say this guy, and this is something Kamala was trying to express to us, and I've heard mm-hmm. this too, well, he's been playing, you know, professional ball since he was 12. Okay. In the NBA? Or overseas? Because it's different.
I'm with you. I looked in, Arthur, we were joking around about this before the show. I watched that highlight package. You can go on YouTube and look at Luka Doncic's highlights. And there's some really cool nifty handling of the ball. And there's some cool outside shooting and taking to the rack. And I know that they play physical and, you know, they don't call the fouls the way we call the fouls in the NBA over there in Europe. But there's not an athlete on that floor that's anything like NBA quality he's going to see on a regular basis.
So, listen, we will wait to see, but there is a lot of pressure. Trust the Slink on Travis Slink to get it done. All right, man, some other headlines. Braves taking on the Nats. We'll keep you updated throughout the course of the afternoon as how that turns out. Braves trying to not get swept up in Washington.
Yeah, Faulty took it on the chin. To only 2 earned runs, by the way, yesterday, as you said, brother. I mean, yeah, the guys certainly, you know, I thought the pitching step, if anything, I know we're trying to find a silver lining. They're not giving up, like, you know, softball-type scores in these losses.
They are not. And sometimes, listen, better pitching beats good pitching. And, you know, that's kind of what's been going on.
And the Nats have got Strasburg and Scherzer.
Yeah.
And Scherzer, not so good here, but really good up there the other night.
Dansby Swanson talked about the Nats.
They're really good, you know, and I think that they showed that the last couple nights. They compete and challenge you real well, and they've just been able to make pitches consistently. I think that's why they've been able to go deep into games. They've been making them consistently and not just here and there. So,
yeah, and as we said, we'll keep you updated on what goes on there. Hey, we're going to talk with Mike Conte coming up about our Atlanta United and the match coming up this weekend. One last thing in headlines. We're going to get into this more in the NFL Blitz. Can you play the Baker Mayfield for me? Because Baker Mayfield, if you didn't hear this, and I don't know if any of you have ever done this, I did it one time.
The Psychic Friends Network?
He went to a psychic. Listen.
It's pretty different. I didn't know if I believed in it till now.
Let's see if anything pops out.
Who is it? Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
This turns out to be true. There's going to be some weird stuff going around here.
I feel really good with this. Wherever he's going, he's going to end up going to the Super Bowl. I don't know what year. I just say Super Bowl around this kid. He's awesome.
Now, again, that's his own produced online show, right? But Bean Baker, is that what it's called? Right? That's what we talked about a few weeks ago. Whatever his show is, everybody's got a show. That's why he doesn't walk.
Leading up to the draft.
He doesn't walk around with a soundtrack in his life. That was him visiting with the psychic who says it's the Cardinals and that he will win a Super Bowl. So for those that feel that like the Long Island Medium and people like that know what they're talking about, there you go.
Yeah. All right. You ever did it?
I did I had a palm reader in Hungary.
Okay.
And, well, I've already outlived her expectation. I was going to be dead before I was 45, so. Unless you believe in, like, it's like a Friday the 13th or one of those, like, Final Destination movies, Carl. It might be dangerous sitting next to me. But I've exceeded the life expectancy by virtue of what the fortune teller told me.
My wife's grandmother, on her dad's side, as a child, went to one of these fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady told her that she was going to die this month.
Mm.
She told her how old she would be. And she did.
Holy crap.
And I think she was almost, she was 80, I think, when she passed mm-hmm. away. But long story short, hearing that story, and you go, ah, I don't believe. Now, some people say, well, it's, you know, self-prophecy, right? You start to believe that. But apparently, in her youth, I mean, like, probably before she was a teenager, they went to this fair. And she had told the story, and she ended up dying the month and at that age.
Wow. Holy cow. But that lady also told me I'd be working at ESPN, so she didn't know crap.
As far as me,
the fortune teller on a bridge in Budapest.
I did the psychic thing, but I'm like you. You know how we are. The whole time she's trying to tell me stuff, and I'm like, would you stop trying to guess things?
Yeah, I mean, that's why whenever the Long Island Medium or somebody was playing the Fox Theater, and we were next door at Miranda having dinner that night,
yeah.
And the waiters were joking around about how the producers of the show were apparently started canvassing the tables and trying to get information. So does your father's first name start with an A-D-N-T-L-R or S? Oh, my God, his name was Larry. That's amazing.
Hey, man, we got to Mike Conti coming up. We'll get to more into an NFL blitz. Who are the Falcons working out? Are they playing with us? We're going to get into this at 3 o'clock. Stick around for that. And Coach Paul Johnson at 3:20. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Welcome to the new edition of Psychic Friends Network with host Dionne Warwick.
Time for the weekly Five Stripes preview.
And it's punched in for a goal!
With Atlanta United announcer Mike Conti. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union.
All right, let's get the latest from Mike Conti. And we just had Doug Robertson on talking about our United and the situation with Joseph Martinez. Listen, I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to be too reactionary about it. But whenever, and if this was the Falcons, Mike, or the Hawks or the Braves, and one of the stars is being, you know, helped off with an air cast, it's certainly not a good visual. But we're going to wait to hear from the United about this. But Mike Conti joins us here on a regular basis during the week to talk about the upcoming game, and we'll get more into the game against NYCFC coming up this weekend. But, man, this is something, if it is serious, we do not need at this particular time.
First of all, let me tell you, Associated Credit Union is the way banking should be. Yeah, I mean, this is tough news, and it's tough because I don't really want to speculate. I wasn't there, so I didn't see it. I don't know how serious it is. The one thing I would say is that Romario Williams getting a run at the end of the match last week, scoring a goal, a beautiful goal, against LAFC, that's huge because that will give him confidence. If he has to replace Joseph Martinez this weekend, and I want to be careful even about mentioning that as a possibility because I don't want to speculate, but I think he would be up for it. You know, we saw him a lot in the preseason play with the first team, look good. Even got some international duty with Jamaica a couple weeks ago. So he's been on the pitch in some big moments. He has excelled. Losing Joseph Martinez, I mean, that would obviously be a huge loss if that happens. And again, I don't want to speculate. But I think Atlanta United, we've talked about this a lot this year, guys. They have depth. They have a lot more depth this time now than they did this time last year.
Right.
So we'll just kind of wait and see. I mean, there are other moving parts to this, too. Yeah, Barco, he didn't train today, but that was scheduled. So he might be able to play on Sunday. I don't think he'll start, but he might be able to play. Garza, it looks like he's coming back. So yeah, they're going to be fine. I mean, I don't think this is potentially the end of the world if there's going to be an absence there.
Because we talked about it, you know, we were always fretting the backline issues before the game last week against LAFC. And this is another, I mean, elite team. I mean, the New York...
They're the best.
Yeah, New York...
They're the best team
in
the league right
now.
New
York City FC is the best. But... Yeah. Tito Vijalba, he's also missed the training session today. He didn't train on Tuesday, so we may see some more younger faces up front. But, I mean, the good news is you just laid out. We got a lot of firepower.
Yeah, and Jason and I were just talking about this on Stoppage Time downstairs, and if you want to go to the 92.9 The Game Facebook page, Jason actually pulled out we call it the telestrator. It's really a whiteboard with a marker. But he kind of outlined a couple different possibilities that Atlanta United would have right now if Vijalba and Martinez both are unable to play. Do they stay in the 3-5-2? Do they go to a 4-2-3-1? Andrew Carlton could be a part of this mix.
Oh, yeah.
I think Kevin Kratz could potentially be a part of this mix, too. Maybe Almiron, you move him out of the number 10, you move him up or off to a wing. I thought when Kratz came in last Saturday, changed the match, really changed the match. And Vigalba kind of walked off very slowly. I don't know if he was hurt in that match or not. He had an injury through training camp. He hasn't been quite the same since the Minnesota match, since midway through the Minnesota match. He was subbed off in that one, subbed off again on Saturday. Kratz can go in. He hasn't played a full 90 all year, but he's played in all five matches. This is an indication that Tata feels very confident using him. So he could be part of this too. John Gallagher is a second-team player that might be on the fringe right now of being able to crack into the 18 with the first team, but he could be part of this. So, again, depth. And it's not necessarily young players. You have veterans, too, that you can lean on.
We're talking with Mike Conte here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by Associated Credit Union. Conte, the voice of our Atlanta United. Now, what do we know about this New York team? Because we had, obviously, Darren Eales in the other day, and Darren was saying, they're really good, and you don't want to, you know, take anything for granted, but they might be playing the best soccer of anybody right now in the MLS.
I think they definitely are. If you take Toronto and what they've done in the CONCACAF Champions League out of the equation, if you're just talking about what's happened in MLS, they've got 13 points. They're the top dog right now. They play tonight, okay? So that's a good thing and a bad thing. It's good because we're going to get a little bit of a look at them, see what they're all about, because they've had injuries. David Villa has not been playing for them. Alexander Ring has not been playing for them. They've been able to win despite not having them. So we'll get to see them tonight. It could be a bad thing for them as far as fitness is concerned for Sunday, because it just compresses the schedule now. You're going to have to, in all likelihood, play quite a few guys 180 minutes in the span of 4 or 5 days, which is not optimal. It can be done, but it's not optimal. That might be an advantage for Atlanta United. The other thing that should really help Atlanta United this week is you're playing at the bends. And forget the crowd for a second. You're playing on that wide regulation pitch. Okay, NYCFC, their home matches are at Yankee Stadium. Very, very tight quarters, okay? A narrow field. So they play a style of soccer that kind of fits their home pitch and the dimensions of which they play. Wider field, more space for Atlanta United on their home pitch on Sunday. That could be a big, big advantage. But they're really, really good. They are really, really good. They're not the same as LAFC where they score a ton of goals.
Right.
They're just a really, really solid all-around team front to back.
I mean, legendary Spaniard David Villa, and then all the other pieces they've added to stay a little bit younger than some of the other teams that we'll be seeing this year. And the thing is, guys, we have got, as Mike just laid out, so much depth. And Mike Conte with a call with Jason Longshore at 6 o'clock on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz. That's the good news about it. You know, you just mentioned Andrew Carlton earlier. We were talking about who could step up. We got so many guys. Remember, just a few days ago, we were fretting, what are we going to do with Gressel, Mike, to make room, you know, when Barco does start. So we've got a lot of guys out there. But I think the 3-5-2, though, it's been more counter. You know, it hasn't been that pressing attack. It seemed to really work so far in this win streak.
Well, it's been the difference of everything is switching to the 3-5-2. They were in the 4-2-3-1, and Houston didn't work. They go to the 3-5-2. Now suddenly it's all working. It's all clicking. You have that chemistry, too. So again, it's why you worry a little bit if Joseph Martinez and Tita Vigalba cannot play on Sunday. If one of them were out, okay. You know, you can live with that. With both of them out, it does solve the problem about can you keep Gressel in there?
Right.
Not a problem now.
He's making things happen.
Right. And you want to have him out there. I mean, he's played great. But it is kind of a concern down the road. What are you going to be able to do? I would just add to that, though, they're getting to the point soon we're going to be playing midweek matches, whether it be U.S. Open Cup. Like they have a week in early May where they play in Chicago and then Kansas City on a Wednesday and then Orlando on a Sunday. So, okay, Gressel plays one match, Vigalba plays another.
Right.
Problem solved, right? Almiron might even be able to get some rest. You have to really be concerned about the amount of minutes that he's out there running. So, I don't think this is stuff to fret about, stuff to worry about. It'll work itself out. Trust Tata. He knows what he's doing. He's a smart guy. But these are good problems to have when you have depth like this. And, you know, you're going to have to lean on your depth. It would appear now Sunday against New York City.
No doubt. It is Mike Conte joining us here as he gives us the latest on our Atlanta United. So, obviously, we play NYCFC. Then we're at the LA Galaxy, Montreal, and then the Chicago Fire. And I'm just looking at the next few games on the schedule. You know, you have to manage this because, again, You know, we were saying this to Darren. How much do you keep up with the standings? He says, I'm not trying to look at it right now, just taking it game by game. But you do realize these points add up, and you'll want to be in position to make the playoffs.
No question. And I think we have seen the value now, not only of staying out of that knockout round, which Atlanta United was thrust into last year, and
That's
they were
right.
out right away. You also want to, I mean, now if you're in the conference quarterfinals or semifinals, it's a home and home. But if you were thrown into a knockout round, you want to be at home. I mean, this team is just so much better at the bends than they are on the road. It's hard to win on the road in MLS. We see that week after week, which made the result they got up in Minnesota all the more impressive because they did that in condition. So every result matters. Every draw, every win, this all adds up. Not only that, Atlanta United is trying to get into the CONCACAF Champions League, the next cycle, okay? They're kind of right on the cusp of it right now as far as aggregate points over 2 years. So if they don't win MLS Cup, if they don't win the U.S. Open Cup, if they don't win the Supporters' Shield, this is another potential path into the CONCACAF Champions League, but you need to get as many wins as possible. And again, I want to remind you, Associated Credit Union, the way banking should be.
He's the man, Mike Conte. Hey, Georgia Tech fans, we got football talk. We'll talk to the head man, Paul Johnson, about his new look defense and how do they get back into a big bowl game, if that is possible. Also, Mike will be back with in case you missed it. We've also got Charlie Cashley, Carl, coming up later on the floor, talk about the draft. But next, guys, NFL Blitz. Why are the Falcons talking to quarterbacks, Carl Dukes? We'll try to explain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.